The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Welcome to America's Web Radio. You're listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. I'm telling you, it's just another beautiful week again in the town and the state and the country of the ununited states. The onion is peeling. The garlic is all over the place. And that stench you smell, it's coming from Washington. And it's not only Washington. It's New York. It's Georgia. It's amazing that we, the American public, are watching the disintegration of a once great country. And it's pretty sad. It's definitely pretty sad. You know, there was a concept, truth, moral clarity, and legal ethics. Well, truth is gone. We knew that now for 3 years. Moral clarity, nah, that's cooked. Stick a fork in that one. And legal ethics, we're watching the destruction of what was once the most amazing system in the world. You know, they used to say the American justice system was the worst, except when you compare it to every other one of them, and it's the best. It wasn't perfect. It never has been, but it has been a system that works, and it's not working anymore. You know, when you say truth, moral clarity, and legal ethics, if the people prosecuting a defendant in any case, not just talking about the Donald Trump cases, is an outright liar, is deceitful, what makes you think that when we should believe them and their accusations against the former President Trump or anyone else on that behalf? This is an absurd concept that we are seeing play out right now in our court systems. They continue to push everywhere against defendants who they let off the track because you can commit anything you want. This is the upside-down world of the U.S. justice system right now. You take a guy like Daniel Perry, who potentially saved the lives of everyone on that terror train, and you put him in jail. You arrest him. You put him out on bail. And you take a bunch of illegal aliens that, on video, are kicking the living you-know-what out of cops, kicking them in the head, who are at the behest of the American taxpayer, here in this country, treated like kings, better than our own veterans, better than our own people, better than our minorities, better than the people who belong here and take care of their country and pay their taxes. That to me is disgusting, but it's going on everywhere. Why? That's a great question. You know, we the American people deserve what we got. We got the absurd concept of a bizarre, warped, twisted justice system, which is going after potentially the next president of the United States, Donald Trump. And why do I say that? Well, I've looked at the cases, and I've seen what the developments are. And what do I see? You know, unfortunately today, there was the death, and let me get his name so I get it right. It's Alexander. No, it's, let's see here. I just sort of come across, it's Alexei, not Alexander. Alexei Navalny. He was the outspoken critic of Russia. Okay, he was a opposition leader against Putin. Okay, he was jailed. Why? Well, we in America don't see it. But we don't see it in our own backyard. We don't see it here in America. We don't see the prosecutions that are going on against Donald Trump as anything other than legal prosecutions. Based on what? Well, based on the legal precedent, right? Well, who set the legal precedent? Who sent it? Well, because there's no precedent for half the stuff that's been going on. In fact, all of it, quite frankly. A RICO case in Georgia? Never done before, ever. Then we have the hush money case in New York. Well, has anyone ever prosecuted for that? No, but Donald Trump is being. Okay, and then we have the devaluation of your assets? No, your overinflation of your assets in New York. It's the devaluation by the judge in New York under that case. And they're trying to stop them from doing business in New York. and the fact that he has hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate in New York and employs thousands of people, that doesn't affect these people because they have one mind, one goal. What is that? Because the lack of truth, the lack of moral clarity, and the lack of legal ethics is thrown out. It's all gone. It's all gone. So what are you doing? What are you doing, America? The prosecutor, in my opinion, watching her testimony yesterday, Fani Willis, that was the most blatantly absolute fabulous manufacturing of facts. And I won't even call them facts. It was a story. It was a story as if you heard it anywhere else other than in a Dr. Seuss book, you would say, I'm sorry, I don't believe this. And in my opinion, this is the lack of reality. This is the relationship to the truth is gone. Because the fact that she got up, and I don't know if you guys watched it or if you heard about it, because if you listen to places like MSNBC, they said she came out fiery. She was great. She put them where they belong. She came out and was really a force to be reckoned with. Well, no. The force to be reckoned with was the truth. And that died in that courtroom yesterday. Are you kidding me? It died in the courtroom yesterday. The blatant disregard for any system of justice is an injustice in this country. And I've talked about it before. How is it that she can actually, with a straight face, which was pretty amazing. First of all, her Nathan Wade character there, he got up and he testified that he paid for all the trips, but they didn't meet each other. They didn't meet each other until way later. I mean, that's incredible to me. That is incredible to me that they would sit around there and talked about that. I mean, it's insane. It is insane. It is insane. I mean, you hear dogs barking, you know there's a problem. You know, dogs barking, there's always a problem. He's the truth seeker. So he comes out and he says, bark, bark, bark. It's not the truth. How could this possibly be the truth? This is the district attorney, an elected official in Fulton County, who was supposed to be prosecuting this huge RICO case against 19 defendants, 18 of them including Donald Trump. And she is paying her boyfriend back in cash for trips that they went on. 7 or 8 of them, I believe she testified, that they could recall. So this Nathan Wade, her boyfriend, there was a big question here with respect to when did this occur? When did this romantic relationship occur? Now, if you listen to Fani Willis and Wade, they testify, well, it didn't happen until much later, after he was the special prosecutor. Now, I always hire negligence guys to try my RICO cases. Now, understanding that a RICO case is a complex case, because you have to relate everything together. Okay? This is not some simple slip and fall case. This is not that at all. And I wonder, in the course of what was going on here, if the Bar Association or the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, the GBI, is going to step up and look into this. And maybe even the IRS. Well, because she's got a ton of cash in her house and she doesn't know the source of it except for her blood, sweat, and tears. That was a true line. I'm telling you, well rehearsed. And let's get back to Wade for a second. He testified as if business is business and business is personal. He claimed he testified that he paid for everything on his business card. And later on in the year, his accountant would sort it out when they filed his taxes. Well, that's an interesting concept in and of itself. So you pay for everything in business and then sort it out later. I wonder how that's going to work out. But yet on his tax returns, there's no reimbursement shown at all. So there was a little problem with that. But I'm not so much concerned with him because you know what? He made $300,000-$400,000. I think it was a total of $600,000, somewhere around there, although you can't get an actual number. But he claims he only made $9,000 a month. Well, that's a feat that I'd like to see. But here's a clue. You know, if I say to the government, the only money I made is what I put in my pocket, and I'm going to put that on my tax return, I'm going to jail, folks, like the rest of you, except, of course, if it's Hunter. Nobody goes to jail for anything anymore. So, you know, there's that standard of justice that's been destroyed. And the problem is this in this country. When the people lose, when I say we the people, we're the people. When we lose faith in our justice system, the society is going to hell. You know that that's the case. So here's what the problem was in this Georgia case. And I know I'm spending a lot of time on it, a little bit more than I wanted to, but I think it's important. So Robin Yerdy, who was apparently Fannie Willis's best friend or one of, well, depends on who you talk to, but they've known each other since college. And she says, wait a second, that relationship, if you're asking me the truth, the relationship began with Fannie and Wade romantically in 2019. Okay. Well, why was that such a big deal? Why is that a huge deal? Well, it's because the affidavits that she submitted to the court in opposition to try to quash the subpoena that she was issued to talk and bring into court her testimony, she issued affidavits and he issued affidavits saying that they didn't start until sometime in 23. Well, that is a real big stretch, because if what happens is they were romantically involved beforehand, then she's pretty much violated every tenet of justice and every tenet of her moral clarity. And by the way, the standard, by the way, for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, the standard of to bear, what you would have to prove is the mere appearance of an impropriety by a lawyer, okay? I will suggest that her friend, her longtime friend, whose place she actually lived in, would come to the table and testify against her as a lie. Now, she came off as a very credible witness, by the way. As a trial attorney, I will tell you, she was very credible, Robin Yerdy. And there are facts to support some of the things that she claims, other facts. But now, Fannie Willis stormed into the courtroom yesterday after Nathan Wade testified. And this was pretty amazing to me. First is, they said they're not going to call her. That was the district attorney's office, the prosecutor's office. And then a second after his testimony is over, she storms into the courtroom. Like in a huff, she was real bent out of shape, really, really outrageously bent out of shape. And she comes storming in. But here's the problem I'm having first off with her. Number one, she was admonished by the judge not to watch testimony of the other witnesses because she would possibly be called to testify, which is called sequestration of the witnesses, because you don't want one witness to tailor their testimony to another witness's testimony to either back them up or in opposition to them. So when she miraculously appears in the courtroom almost immediately after his testimony ends, I can tell you for sure she was watching that, because she came in bent out of shape. Listen, if he's a trial attorney, then I am a brain surgeon. Okay. And trust me, you don't want me operating on your big toe. But I'm amazed that the judge didn't turn around and say, excuse me, Ms. Willis, did you or did you not see the testimony of Mr. Wade? I would have loved to hear the judge ask that question, but no one ever did. Not one of those attorneys ever did, which I also find amazing. But it was pretty clear to me that she watched, and she basically disregarded what the judge had to say. But let's go further into what she said. She said that he paid for the trips. And I'm going to tell you this in 2 seconds. We're going to come back, listen to these commercials, and we'll come right back after this.
Attention veterans with PTSD. If you can't sleep at night, listen to A Veteran's Place, hosted by Dr. Don Moeller, at 10 a.m. every Thursday, for your answer to sleeping, here on the Veteran Station, owned by a vet, with shows just for vets. AmericasWebRadio.com.
On August 8th, 2022, in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the FBI performed a most egregious search of a former president's home. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Fourth Amendment originally enforced the notion that each man's home is his castle, secure from unreasonable searches and seizures of property by the government. We must take a stand and take back our country.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome to us. Welcome to me. Welcome to America's Web Radio and Bite of Reality with Martha Shark. So right before the break, we were talking about the infamous Fannie Willis, the prosecutor in the Georgia RICO case. So he gets up, he testifies to $300,000, but he only makes $9,500 a month because he's got to split it with everybody. I still can't figure out the relationship between those three attorneys because they had some funky stuff going on. There was a resolution dissolving the corporation at one point by the Secretary of State. Don't know what that was about. But let's get back to Fannie. So Fannie is the prosecutor in this case. So this is, and I want you to remember something at the beginning, and everybody kind of forgot about this also. You had her up there and you could have asked, but maybe the judge wouldn't allow it because it's not material right now. But if you remember the indictment of these guys and Trump, okay, specifically Trump, was up on the website before it was even signed that there was an indictment by the grand jury. Think about that for a second. This was up on the website before it was ever actually indicted. And she said, remember, oh, I have nothing to do with that. I have no idea about the website. Remember that? That's the backdrop to all this mess. Okay? This is a lock, stock, and barrel. This is a railroad job, a snow job, bigger than one of the biggest snows ever in American history. But here's what happens. This is not something in an isolated booth, right? It's not something that Fannie Willis dreamed up on her own. The genius Wade decided to even bill for meetings with White House counsel. Now, here's my question. If you're dealing with a Georgia case based on Georgia facts that occurred in Georgia, why are you communicating with and coordinating with the White House? Yeah, interesting question, which nobody asked about. But I'm interested as the American people. We the people deserve to know what's going on with our justice system, right? I mean, you got a DA in Georgia, Fulton County, paying back her boyfriend with cash. And now I saw testimony this morning why they called her father, I'm not sure. But he testifies that, yeah, I told her to keep 6 months worth of cash in a box. Uh-huh. And did he ever know about Wade and her relationship? Nope. Not till 2023. I mean, listen, that's not crazy that she doesn't want to tell her dad about it. But I think there's a lot going on here. A lot more that needs to be sort of absorbed and a lot more that needs to be investigated because there's a lot of cash flying around here, and there's a lot. The big problem is that cash is untraceable. So now how do you prove that she didn't pay him the cash? Well, he never declared the cash. He never put the cash in a bank. She apparently manufactured the cash because it didn't come out of an ATM or anywhere else. You know, and that's an amazing story in and of itself. She's a district attorney. She was in private practice. Great. And then you have Wade come in, and he testifies to in a negligence office that his clients come in with cash all the time. Well, I got to tell you, if you know anything about negligence cases, they're taken on a contingency. Clients don't roll in with bucket loads of cash and say, here, take my contingency case. Let me pay you in advance. It doesn't happen. Okay. So this case in Georgia is going to be very interesting. I don't know what this judge is going to do, but her testimony yesterday – There's an old saying, when you're digging a hole and it gets real deep, stop digging. And I think that's why they didn't call her again today. They had already sunk their ship. You know, when you are looking up at the Titanic, you know you've dug too deep. And I think that's what she came in. She came in too hot-headed. Apparently, she is supposed to be a competent district attorney. She didn't show that yesterday, I got to tell you. She would have gotten eaten alive in any case I've ever tried. But listen, that's there, okay? So we're just going to go with that. So I'm going to get off that topic. But, you know, you have guys in there who are asserting all of a sudden the attorney-client privilege. Well, wait a second. I don't think that applies anymore, right? In a Trump case, that doesn't apply the attorney-client privilege, right? That's what they said in Florida. The attorney-client privilege doesn't matter. How come in Georgia, now all of a sudden he's allowed to assert it in the Trump case as a prosecution witness? Well, gee, you figure it out. Do you see that there is no standard, that it's to get Trump no matter what? And that is disgusting. The use of the weaponization of the justice system is disgusting. And I can't stand that word, weaponization. So let me move on to something a little more national and in frame here. So yesterday, all the media lapdogs, that actually it's been during the week, start backing about the Hur report against Biden. And they all come out with the same exact words. If you flip between stations, I believe it's a script that they probably get. That's probably coming from the White House. So they all said Biden is as sharp. He's the sharpest he's ever been. He's mentally focused. He's tough at meetings, and he's deeply probing. Everybody's yelling about how on top of things he is, including the now impeached Secretary Mayorkas. That's going nowhere, by the way, Republicans. Wake up, the constitutional liar. He actually, Joe Biden says, is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented. Has anyone seen that from Joe in any of his press conferences? Other than when he's falling down, he's deeply probing. Actually, Joe Biden, if that's as sharp as he's ever been, God, how has he been in the Senate for 50 years? I mean, or 40 years, whatever it is. This is just intensely propping up a puppet. But what I really want to know is why the guy who's running this country isn't really running. Because you certainly understand it is not Joe Biden. And like I said last week, believe our lies, not your eyes. That's their new campaign slogan. So this is probably, like I said, this is probably the biggest snow job of all times. This is another one of those snow jobs. Him being sharp, focused, detail-oriented, he can't stay awake during meetings. They give him notes that say, walk in the room, sit down, say hello, shake hands, do your little speech. They give him little bullet points. Actually, they write it out for him, not bullet points. And then they say, smile, walk out, wave to the camera. I mean, this is bizarre. And he turns the note card upside down and backwards so that you can actually see it. Do we realize how scary this is to have this guy in charge of the nuclear codes? He's going to think it's an ice cream dispenser and press the button. I mean, what are we kidding? And here's what I really loved about Biden this week. Here we go. Him and Elizabeth Warren on the same side of the street. That's a catastrophe waiting to happen. So this week they were going after shrinkflation. Let me get this straight. Biden put out a TikTok ad about shrinkflation because of him and Elizabeth Warren all over us. Thank goodness. Thank goodness we are challenging our government to solve our problems, our shrinkflation problems. Well, how about, here's an interesting point, okay? You want to challenge something? You want to go after something? Explain to me why banks are charging 22 and 25% interest now on credit cards when the money that they store in their banks to lend out on the credit cards, they're paying it 1% and 2% or 0.9% or if you've really gone wild, 3%. So that they're not interested in. But your 15.25 ounces now that used to be 15 and a half or 16 ounce that used to now is 15 and a half ounces, that they're going to solve your economic woes by. These are some scary times, folks. You know, How about going after the $30 late payment they charge you when you're late with a credit card payment by a day or two? How about that? No, we're not in charge of that. We don't want to go after that because that would be solving a problem. That would be actually solving a problem. And here's, I watch a lot of different news outlets. I know many of you think, I just watch Fox. I don't. I literally force myself. I have to chain myself to a chair to watch MSNBC and sometimes the Communist News Network, CNN. I'll also watch Al Jazeera. And this is an interesting station. But this imbecile babbling brook, Joe Scarborough, I mean, you talk about an idiot sitting next to a seat in him. Boy, blondes are not that smart. Trust me on this one from that one. So I wonder, have these people been lobotomized by the DNC to carry the message forward? They have zero intellect and intelligence. They're a 24/7 anti-Trump station. If somebody falls off a bicycle, they blame it on Trump. It's nothing but Trump, Trump, Trump did it. There's no truth, no perspective. They just hate Donald Trump. They carry out the DNC marching orders. It's so ineffective. And they come out and they say, Joe Biden, again, the same thing. He's as sharp as ever. He's focused as ever. He's effective as ever. What has he been effective at? He's been affecting at putting up inflation. Oh, that's right. Inflation's down. No, it's not down. It's slowed down. It's still up and still going up. 3.1% month over month last month, but we don't want to tell you that. It's amazing that they won't let you hear his speeches. They won't let you see what he's saying. They'll characterize it to you. They'll tell you what it is. So ignoring reality for a news media is a disservice to the people of America. It's a disgusting stench that comes from this station. It goes out over the American airways, quite frankly. It's ridiculous. It's a useless number on your dial. Get rid of it. No. Change the channel. If you want a semblance of intellectual reality, change the channel. This station is a 24/7 hate Trump. It really, it's the Trump derangement syndrome channel. Just everything. I mean, they went after him for trying to destroy NATO. This was one of their big beefs this week, okay? And everybody in the lamestream media picked it up, what Donald Trump said, okay? So he says, hey, if they're not paying up, what the hell do I care what happens to them? Why are we supporting them and why are we defending them if they're not paying into what they're supposed to? Because we've always been a bunch of idiots? Because we've been carrying NATO? Well, why? Well, here's what happens. Ready? Here's the part they didn't tell you about, because they just told you about that. If you listen to what he says, he's saying, America, don't be a chump. And I tell you, go to YouTube, watch his speech, the way he says it, his inflection, his tone. What he's saying is stop being a chump. We continue to be the chumps for the world, the walking wallets. Well, let me get you straight. Let me tell you, it's the same concept of the illegal aliens who come here, beat the crap out of our cops, and as they're coming out of court, give us the finger because they've been released an hour later. Okay? The unfettered progressive left is destroying this country along with the Democrats. They are taking this country and burying it. So now you have criminal crime syndicates, an organized crime syndicate running around New York City because of the illegal aliens. That's fantastic. Way to go, Mayor Adams. Way to go, Kathy Hochul. Way to go, Joe Biden. And everybody on the ground sees it, but the media doesn't report it. Why? Because it's not the narrative from the White House. You know, they keep yelling, Donald Trump and the conspiracy turns out to be a fact. He kept saying they're spying on our campaign. That was a fact. He said, I never had anything to do with Russia. That's a fact. That was all a lie. Was anyone ever held accountable? In the most historic election interference campaign ever, and no one's ever held accountable. Why? Because it's the injustice system. The floating river of filth spewing out of the brains of the progressive left. This has taken this country in a direction we cannot sustain as a country. I mean, the conflation between what he said and the reality. And by the way, I just want to put this out to you, okay, that the Secretary General of NATO, all right, you know what he comes out and he says? He comes out and he says, this is a good thing, not a bad thing, because he's making everyone pay up. You make NATO stronger by putting the 2% of the GDP in, not weaker. But that's not what the media reports to you. It makes it sound like what he's doing is destroying NATO. So why? Why is that? Because they cannot defeat him at the ballot box. They are going to take him out. And I'm telling you right now, there's going to be more and more and more. He's looking at 91 indictments now, 91 pile on. It's a dog pile. Plain and simple. So I'm going to finish this up. I'm going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to tell you about the $34 trillion. Stand by. You're not going to want to miss this.
Attention veterans, America's Web Radio has a contest just for you. We are giving away an AR-15 style weapon to a lucky veteran. If you are a veteran or active duty, you can enter for a chance to win by submitting an entry form at americaswebradio.com/giveaway. That's americaswebradio.com/giveaway. Please read the official rules for more information. Good luck, and thank you for listening.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with Bite of Reality. You're listening to Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. So right before the break, I mentioned the word $34 trillion. So here we go. Here's another statement that Trump made with respect to America and us being chumps. Here's what he said. He said, and it was amazing to me because all of the lamestream media started barking about it at the same time. It was absolutely amazing. It's like they get a news flash on their little Blackberries. And it said, Donald Trump said this. And they all start barking about it. So here it is. Donald Trump said at one of his rallies that these giant billion-dollar aid packages to these countries should become loans on favorable, friendly terms. Okay, so you think the guy just executed 30,000 people the way they made it sound. They're literally chastising him for saying that while we are ignoring the fact, completely ignoring the fact, that we are $34 trillion in debt right now. Think about that. What's the number, $34 trillion? Do you realize that it's soon our national daily interest payment on our debt will be the GDP? And that's when we go downhill. That's when the rest of America dies. But why pointing this out? Because that is a brilliant idea. Once again, Trump understands business and the nature of politics. We've been footing the bill for NATO for years because we're just dumb. And because everybody else was too scared to stand up and say, enough, if no one else is putting in their money, why are we putting in our money? And again, like I told you, the Secretary General of NATO came out and said, it's made NATO stronger. Why? Because when everybody pays their fair share, remember that fair share crap that they keep blowing out their butts when it comes to taxes and the rich? Well, it works for the same thing with countries. 2% of GDP is what they should be paying. And if they're not paying it, why are we supporting it? Same reason why are we supporting the union, the UN, okay? The UN, the onion, I should say. It's the un-ridiculous, right? These are people who come here to talk about human rights, like Iran is leading the Human Rights Commission. Are you kidding me? What? We live in an alternate reality in these little organizations. It's like these people who go to Switzerland and they fly in their private jets and they're going to tell me I can't drive my SUV around. For the next 1,000 years, if I drove my SUV around, it wouldn't pollute as much as their private jets. And they fly into Davos. So let them stick it up their butts, okay? Don't talk to me about any of that crap. And you know what? Trump is right. It's time for America to stop giving out money we don't have. You want to tell me that everyone in this country, every minority, every black, every brown, every veteran has a home and everybody's home is paid off and everybody's living large and then you have extra money? You want to give it away? That's fine. But don't give away hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries when we don't have the money to support our own country. The economy is not great. Despite the fact that they keep telling you and they keep yelling how great the economy is, it's not great, folks. Go to the supermarket. You walk out of there with half a basket and you spend $140. That's if you get to the half of the basket. That's if they have the products in stock. Because one thing we're also not talking about is, hey, the supply chain, right? Biden fixed that, didn't he? Remember he bragged about that? You try to get medicine lately? You try to get anything on a shelf? The shelves are more empty today than they have ever been in my lifetime. And that's a scary thought. Because we are a consumer nation anymore. We don't make things here anymore. Last week I told you Japan just bought out U.S. Steel. What are we doing? Why are we giving up our country? We have Chinese coming in here by the droves at the border. Don't even get me started on the border again. It's out of control, and no sense of reality has spoken to any of these people in Washington. It just is out of control, and we're giving them everything. So I wanted to jump real quick over to the Biden report. Now, as I said last week, just like I said, the Department of Injustice came back with respect to the criticism by Biden that her brought up his dead son. Well, it turns out that that may not exactly be true, that Joe's memory actually is failing, as if we didn't know that. But they clarified why they put that report out, not to denigrate the president, but to explain why, for blatant and absolute violations of the law, felonies committed, that they thought that they could not prosecute him and they could not win a prosecution. First of all, it would be in Washington. They'd never convict him. He's a Democrat. They're all Democrats. Forget that idea. But the only reason he detailed the report of the mental incompetency of Joe Biden was to justify him not charging him with the blatant reality that he did steal, take documents that he wasn't supposed to possess even as a senator, and store them in his garage in a box. And they're going after Donald Trump for documents. Are you kidding me? And they're going to tell me that his mental state 10 and 15 years ago was just as bad, that he was mentally competent back then? Well, I don't think that this Department of Injustice really understands reality. Another Biden administration problem. So attempting to straddle that line between justice and injustice again, I said last week, putting it through the theory that he's mentally incompetent to stand trial, but perfectly mentally competent to be president of the United States, it doesn't pass the fluff test. It doesn't. You know, it's the problem is that there's an equation here. And you can misconstrue it, you can misinterpret it under the statute, how you justify charging Trump and not charging Biden. It doesn't work. So someone in the government, please read this statute. There is no intent required. It's the mere fact that you took the records. End of story. And it's not an intent crime. So let's get off of that statute, okay? Because if you want to change it, you want to make it an intent crime, oh, it fell into your pocket, it fell into your garage, boxes and boxes. Yeah, and then the staff did it. That was the other one. I love that. That was the excuse. The staff did it. Yeah. Well, you know what? We all know what's going on there. It's, again, the miscarriage of justice. It's ridiculous, and we're still going through it. So let me jump to another topic that I love this week. The sanctuary city, Colorado, now reality hits them. They're cutting services for Americans while literally committing treasonous behavior. They're commutating sentences for illegal aliens. They're giving them housing. They're giving them food. They're giving them everything. All the money that they didn't have for all these centers in the low-income areas and all of the community centers that were closed up because of lack of funding and the lack of funding for our police, all of a sudden they found funding for the illegal aliens. Hundreds of millions of dollars. So Mayor Johnson in Denver, who are your constituents? Are the constituents the people who are citizens of this country, or do you represent the world? You represent people who don't belong here, who their first act of coming to America was breaking the law. Geniuses, wake up. You represent the American citizens. And I suggest that you people in Colorado wake up. Does he represent the illegal aliens, or does he represent you? Because quite frankly, that's the next thing they're going to be doing. They're going to be looking to have them vote. People who have no citizen in this country literally vote in New York City now in local elections. And don't think, and I'm telling you now, mark it down in your calendars, because I said it here. They will push to have them vote in federal elections. Wake up. Wake up. At the ballot box, riot, burn down things until your city representatives represent you, until you vote for sanity and competent leaders. You will continue to be the last ones on the list, the last ones to benefit from your hard tax dollars, from your hard work. Can the insanity be stopped? It can if you become America again. United America, not divided America. Because when we're fighting among ourselves, they win. So, we're giving $95 billion again, I understand, to Ukraine. And what I'm trying to figure out is, the VA, veterans, they don't need the $95 billion, right? Because they're already taken care of. They got all the things they need. They all have houses, right? I heard Tunnel to Towers is going out of business because the Americans... our government just put up all houses for veterans. They're finally all housed. They're finally all clothed. They're finally all fed. And they got everything they need. Oh, that's right. They don't. So when you tell me you want to send $95 billion on a foreign war and then tell me, oh, it's because we might have to jump in if not. Well, you know what? That's a drop in the bucket for a Swiss cheese wide open border. How about that? How about 10 million people coming into America? What's that costing us right now? What's that costing us? Is that $95 billion? Is that $100 billion? Because I'll bet we're there already. So when you let 10 million people into this country that you have to support and you have to feed and clothe and house while our veterans are homeless, I'm sorry, that's not the America I stand up for. This is bizarre. This is basically, and the guy leading the charge... This should be elder abuse right here. This guy doesn't even know what day it is. I'm sorry. President Biden, yes, you're a nice elderly man, a nice guy meaning well, but you know what? You're gone. You're out of it. You don't have the competency to be the president of the United States. And this crushing inflation at 3.1%, everything's up 20 or 30%. Are we not paying attention to any of this as we send money overseas? Oh, well, America has everything, right? No, we don't. Stop lying to the American people. It's not working. We should be smarter than this, and I'm wondering this year if we will be smarter than this. Because let me tell you something. I agree with most of the people out there. I really do. Trump and Biden, is that the best we have to offer? Well, those are our choices right now. Either a guy who has a lot of hubris and a lot of insanity, or a guy who's completely mentally incompetent. Those are our two choices right now. Okay? Trump is... Let's just say a bull in a china shop. But when you compare him to mentally competent Joe Biden, his competency, it's not even close, folks. It's not even close. Joe, this is not an equity situation where everybody ends up at the same place. This is America. This is America and we're in trouble. Okay? And going back to, again, the way he says things may not be what you're like. The way he says things so blatant, so out of the loose language, whatever you want to call it. Okay? But we're the laughing stock of America right now with Joe Biden at the helm. The guy can't even get, he said the other day, history is watching us. Yes, history is watching us. And they're wondering why the hell, like everyone else in the world has said, why the hell did you vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump? And you know what? We don't have an answer for that anymore. We don't. Because it was a dumb mistake. But we have the opportunity to correct that mistake in November. And I suggest the Republicans wake up. The Republicans just lost the seat here in New York to Tom Suozzi, okay? Because Ms. Philippe, nobody came, nobody went, nobody saw what was going on. And you know what? It had nothing to do. It had to do with her spending was one-eighth of what Suozzi spent. So when you could pump out all this stupid garbage over the airwaves and put all these ads out and put all these flyers out. People take notice. They knew his name to begin with because he was once county executive and actually held the seat before. But here's the problem. He is going to go right back into the boat with the rest of the progressive left. Even though he ran from them, and you people in America have to be smarter, please. You voted for that imbecile who said, who's Republican, who said he went to Harvard and all these other things, George Santos. You voted for him. Need I say more about the American electorate? You guys need to be smarter than this. You are smarter than this, but take the time to vote properly. Learn who your candidates are. Don't listen to what they say. See what they've done. See who they are. Because right now, people in the world are laughing at us. But we just keep paying the bills. We just keep paying the bills. And now the Biden administration going after Israel, the only democracy over there. I mean, this is our ally. And we're coming after them. You're going over the top. Let me tell you something. I want to say this delicately because some people might take it offensively. But you know what? I don't really care. If ISIS came into Canada and was in Montreal and kept lobbing missiles over to the northeast and kept blowing up things and then charged over our border and killed 30,000 of our Americans, do you think we'd be a little pissed off? Do you think we'd go into Canada and invade it and take out Montreal and take out ISIS in Montreal? Yeah, think about that for a second, because that's what Israel lives with every day. Every day on their north and on their south, their towns that were on the border, because Israel's not lobbing missiles in there. They're lobbing missiles into Israel, and it's enough. So back Israel the way you back Ukraine, with a blinding go forward. Because if you don't take them out, just like we keep yelling, you have to take Putin out. Listen, you're not taking Putin out. End of story. This is another dream team idea. You know, the idiots from the Biden administration, the blunderbuss. You're not going to get rid of him. He's as strong there as he ever will be, and he's going to be worse. So give that up. You know, that idea is out of control. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So be realistic. All right, so now you turn around. Let's look at our funny farm here. Mayorkas, the impeachment funny farm. Let me just let the Republicans know something. This is the same thing that the Democrats did. And when it got to the Senate, nothing happened. Why? Because they impeached Trump twice. Remember that? For nothing. January 6th, the lynch mob, yep, they impeached him. Okay, so they took him down. No, they didn't. They impeached him. Did the Senate impeach him? No. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen here with Mayorkas? Nothing. So the funniest thing I heard this week, though, is this guy, the lobotomized Jamie Raskin, okay? I don't know if he has been lobotomized or he's just stupid. He was supposed to be a smart guy. He was thought to be a brilliant guy by the left, but not since 1876 is another impeachment of a cabinet member taking place. Okay. This is ridiculous. This is not going anywhere. So Jamie Raskin comes out and says, we have cheapened the act of impeachment. This is what Jamie Raskin says. We have cheapened the act of impeachment, but going after Trump on absolutely nothing for 4 years, that was okay. That's not a cheapening of impeachment. But going after a guy who's failing in every objective measurement of doing his job and following federal law, that's not cheapening it, right? That's okay. That's okay, right? So going after him, that's cheapening things, right? Are you kidding me? Raskin, I know you have Trump derangement syndrome, but it's just... Donald Trump, over 4 years, you fraudulently prosecuted the guy, and you knew from the beginning it was a fake. You knew it was a piece of garbage that you created and manufactured from the Steele dossier. And you knew that the Steele dossier within 3 months was a fake, but you kept going. This is an embarrassment that this guy is in the government. It's an embarrassment to the American flag. So the fact that the funny farm impeaches Mayorkas. Stop wasting your time, guys. Republicans, grow a brain. Really, grow a brain. Okay? Take a lesson from the one-minded amoeba Democrats. They will never refrain from winning. Okay? They want to stick to power. They don't care what you do. It's an absolute recipe for a disastrous loss. Why did you waste your time? So they'll never win. They're never going to win this country back unless they get their heads in the game. The Republicans are a useless bunch of spineless idiots who can't agree on one day. If they come in on a Monday, no one can agree that it's Monday. The Republicans are fighting themselves and beating themselves. And they're known for shooting themselves in the head at every which way. The Democrats, on the other hand, they're the amoeba. They all follow one rule. Forward. Doesn't matter. Truth, reality, moral clarity, ethics, doesn't matter. Forward. What they did on January 6th, that was ridiculous. That was absurd. That was an abomination, so to speak. So, you know, I cannot believe the circus that's going on in this country right now. We are chasing people down who allegedly committed crimes like Trump that have nothing to do with public, have nothing to do with making this country better. But we're intending to get Trump out. This is exactly what Putin has done, except he's more brutal. He got rid of his enemy. And Joe Biden's doing the same thing. But honestly, I take that back. I don't think it's Joe Biden at all. Because I don't think Joe Biden knows what's going on in his own little sphere around his body. But the people who are running this country, those are the danger to us. The people in the back rooms. The people who are running and giving direction to everybody else. So step out of the shadows. It's like the Wizard of Oz, except it's in reality here. So, and then this week, one of the most embarrassing people in Congress, Rashida Tlaib, refuses to vote against Hamas rapes of October 7th. She's the epitome of what is wrong with this country. This is why this country needs to be restructured and the justice system needs to be cleaned out of the party players and the intelligent people have to be put back in. They have to be put back in charge. You know, surprisingly enough, suspicious minds want to know. Alexander Smirnoff, huh, interesting. He's the guy who ratted out the Bidens for the $5 million each day he alleged taken in bribes from Burisma to get rid of the pressure from Washington. So fire the prosecutor, right? Remember that? Well, interesting enough, Thursday, he was indicted on two indictments of lying to the FBI. So he was arrested at an airport in Las Vegas. Well, as Hunter Biden says, there goes the air out of that balloon. You know, we really have to look at our country and we have to wonder whether or not we want to continue like this. We've lost this country, folks. Sorry to say it. It's out of control. When the FBI tells Comer a year ago, Alexander Smirnoff is a great guy. He's been paid over six figures by us. He's been working with the FBI for over 10 years. But suddenly, when he rats out Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, he gets arrested. Does this seem suspicious to anyone else or just to me? Just saying. You know, the problem is in this country, election interference is defined by many things and continue to go after Trump for no reason whatsoever. Just leads to more loss of confidence in the justice system by America. The fact that partisan judges allow us to go into this abomination and keep going forward on this is absolutely insane. It takes away from what this country stood for. And I beg to differ with Fannie Willis. You cannot try to defend him for allegedly being involved in a conspiracy to steal an election when you're alleging to be a criminal yourself. The chief prosecutor you hired, who happens to be your sexual paramour, Nathan Wade, is in fact submitting fraudulent affirmations to the court, but we're expected to believe everything else she says. And he bills for the meeting with the White House. No coordination there. We have nothing to do with Fannie Willis except for that meeting he billed for. You know, probably prosecutors are not the best criminals because they always get caught. And the cash that flowed back and forth between them, it's ridiculous. And I got to tell you, I'm concerned that in this case in Georgia, that these people have been deprived of their due process, the 19 defendants, including Trump. And that means that case has to go. Not just isolate Fannie Willis and her office, because the bottom line is, if it was developed by nothing and it's not real, it doesn't exist. But the country's out of control. It's out of control. We have a problem here. And if we don't fix it, we cannot have another 4 years of Biden. He has not created the perfect world. The adults are not back in the room. And quite frankly, the disaster that has been for the last 3 years of the America, feel it. You know it. And no matter how much they tell you it doesn't exist, it's a reality that we all live every single day. Your car prices are up. Your eggs are up. Your food is up. Your housing is ridiculously expensive. Your mortgages are four times what they were under Trump. Think about this. Okay? Maybe they're not the best two candidates in the world. But if you got to choose between what we're living through right now and the economy that we had and the way we had under Trump, yeah, I can put up with a few mean tweets. I can put up with the idiot words that he speaks because his policies and the people around him were smart and they were beneficial to America. And that's what we got to look at as Americans. I know you might hate him. I sometimes don't agree with the way he says things or the way he acts. Okay? But I know what I experienced under him was 1,000,000% better than what I'm experiencing right now under Biden. And that's the truth. That's what you need to look at. What are you feeling? Reagan once said, are you better off 4 years ago than you are today? In this case, are you better off 3 years ago? When Biden came in, everything fell apart. Go fill up your car. It's back to $40 again. Under Trump, it was $20. That's not a big deal for the wealthy and the elite, but for the average American, for the minorities, for the black and brown of this population, when everything is going through the roof and your salary's not, it is a big deal. Because the people at the top will never feel the policies that they inflict upon everyone else. And that's the problem in America. The elite have forgotten America. When I always used to tell you he's an outsider, he's not only an outsider, he stands on our side. And that's the point. Biden doesn't remember who he represents. Biden doesn't represent anybody other than himself. But what I want to know, honestly, is who is running this country? Because it's certainly not Joe Biden. And step out from behind that curtain. Let us see who you are. The wizard. Is it Obama? Is it Michelle Obama? Is it Hillary Clinton? Who is it? I don't know. Because they're good at this. They're much better than Republicans. And I tell you, Republicans, if you intend to be a party into the future, you better start making it now. You better start doing the right thing and focusing on what America needs, or you're going to get lambasted in 2024. I mean, the shakeup in the American politics is ridiculous, and we can't sustain this anymore. America needs help. We need a first responder. We need someone to go in and shake it up again. And this time, I think they need to go in, guns blazing, taking out all of the garbage. Get yourself a bunch of contractor bags, throw them all out. You know, it's about time to wrap it up, but America, hopefully you'll last another week under Joe Biden. And I can see it happening that it's going to be one of these wild things coming up in 2024 where they're going to continue. Listen, they are pushing him towards the wall, Trump. They're going to try to indict him on everything. They're going to try to get all these cases in before. Don't fall for it. It's garbage. Every one of these cases in the jurisdictions they're brought are a sealed deal, but they're not real. They're going to be overturned. So when you see a conviction coming out, it's not real. It's crap. It doesn't fit. That's it for us this week. You've been listening to Mark the Shark on Bite of Reality and America's Web Radio. Thank you for listening.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.